20-year-old Long Long describes playing the piano, touching the keys, as an electrical force. Describing a recent concert, one reviewer said he created such a gut-level excitement that the audience responded with almost primitive intensity. Long Long played his first concert at age 5 in northern China. He came to the U.S. 6 years ago and has become a phenom. This weekend, he is making his first appearance at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. He'll perform the world premiere of 8 Memories in Watercolor by Chinese composer Tan Dun. Despite the war, despite the concerns about homeland security, life goes on, and art makes it richer. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
We're privileged to have with us in NPR's Studio 4A, Long Long, and his father, Goran Long. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a marvelous piece that you just played.
Yes.
What was the piece?
It's actually Mozart opera, Don Giovanni, or Don Juan. And this is the Liszt transcription. Really hot piece. So it's really exciting for me to play.
It was exciting. It was so exciting, I saw the piano's legs start to shake.
Oh, my. That's not good.
You started playing at age 3, first public concert at age 5. Do you remember that concert?
Of course.
You do?
I think that actually on videotape. And it's so funny because that time China still is quite a long time ago. And I remember there's a guy who did a makeup for me. And so I completely look like a little monster with all kinds of funny sign in my face. I almost look like a cat rather than a little boy. Mm-hmm. Every time I saw that picture, and I really laugh so hard.
So does your father remember that concert? Anything about that first concert? What he was thinking or feeling then?
I think I should ask him.
Yes, please do.
他说,你还记得我那第一次那五岁的那个音乐会吗?
对,第一次看那个字的时候,他那个脚底下有个板凳。
The first time he remembered that he bring out a little bench under the piano, which so I can hold my leg there, my feet. Otherwise, it's impossible because I'm too short.
Did he know you would become a star?
因为我觉得他应该是有明星的那个感觉。
This is a little bit embarrassing for me to say, to translate. he said that, yeah, he feel that I have the star quality.
You certainly do.
Star condition. Yeah.
One of the things that you're known for is your dramatic presentation, your sort of unbridled energy when you're playing the piano, the movement. And you were doing that when we started. What makes you move that way?
Like Liszt, I think it's impossible if you don't move. So this part is the Don Giovanni throwing he's kind of drinking the champagne, and he said, you know, I don't care who's going to take me to hell or not. I just be myself. Of course, in the end, you can see he walked into the hell, and he didn't. He doesn't really scared and no. or cares. And I'm pretty sure that he will have lots of, you know, probably bad time in the hell, but I don't think this guy cares.
At that moment, he doesn't care. Yeah. And you're seeing all of that as you're playing.
Absolutely.
That's
wonderful. you can tell from the music because it's very dramatic from the real opera. And so sometimes I move, but it's not that I want to, and it kind of came naturally. And sometimes I need to put a policeman in my head, say, hey, be careful, this is a red light. No.
What about just being a guy, a 20-year-old guy?
Oh, I love to be.
Do you ever have fun away from the piano?
Of course. I always love to watch movies and sport, to see Tiger Woods play. And of course, my countryman, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, who plays basketball for the Houston Rockets, right?
So it's lots of fun. And I think you cannot just play the piano and then that's dangerous. Yeah,
that's dangerous.
I don't want to do. And it is sometimes very challenging because now I'm playing like 140, 50 concerts a year worldwide, and I enjoy it.
Big event this weekend. What does it mean to be able to play this premiere?
For me, this is very important in my life so far, to play the world premiere of my close friend and the great composer Tan Dun's Eight Memories for Watercolor. It's eight pieces which every piece have a different title. Like, for example, the first one called Missing Moon, and then the second one called The Dance of Beans, or like Floating Clouds. So mm-hmm. It's like watercolor paintings. And for pianists, I think the 10 fingers need to like to hold different colors pencils to really paint the different colors.
Some Americans may know Tan Dun as the composer of the Academy Award-winning score of the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, won the Academy Award in 2001. Would you give us a sample of the music?
Absolutely.
Great.
I'm going to play, this is the number 7 from his suite called Floating Clouds. So enjoy.
That was Long Long performing Floating Clouds from Tan Dun's Eight Memories in Watercolor. That was just lovely.
It's always moved my heart when I play this piece, and I feel so close to my home, native land, and I think the great music can really move people to somewhere which you've never been there, but after you're hearing it, you kind of see it and to smell it and to be like there. So mm-hmm. I think this is the magic for Tan Dun's music.
Mm-hmm. Do you approach playing Tan Dun's music differently than you would approach the music of a Western composer?
Of course, because we're all Chinese and we are from there. And interesting enough that Tan Dun also studied in the Central Conservatory of Music, which is my school also mm-hmm. in Beijing. This is kind of from your home place. It's like common language. And plus my father also the folk musician. Mm-hmm. And so I think I got really inspired when I was a little kid to listen to Chinese traditional music.
Your father travels with you, and I've read that one of the things that you do together is that he comes out and joins you to play an encore
yes.
at some of your concerts. Your father plays the arhu, a traditional Chinese stringed instrument, and you, of course, are on the piano. He's brought his arhu today. Would the two of you mind playing an encore for us?
Absolutely. So the one piece we play, actually, last time we played together for the NPR also, but this time we add something
okay.
really more exciting. So it's kind of a new version of the Competing Horses.
Competing Horses is the name of the piece. Yeah. Okay.
And since we have a two instrument, I call Two Horses Competing.
Yeah. Before you do that, I just want to thank both of you, Long Long, and his father, Goran Long, have been talking to us in NPR's Studio 4A. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And here are Long Long and Goran Long playing Competing Horses. For pictures of Long Long and his father, go to our website at npr.org. Our performance was produced by Tracy Wall and recorded by Andrew Reynolds and Michael Schweppe. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Itstein.